Be My Eyes has been on this roller coaster, the roller coaster of hope.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's not got any bad bits to it. That's what I mean. It's a good roller coaster. It's a roller coaster where lots of things are going on, lots of exciting announcements, and it feels like every time I turn around, there's another big announcement. So you're saying we're busy, but it sounds like you're frenetic.
Oh,
we are, but it's fun, Stephen. Right? It's fun and exciting, and the reaction that we've gotten from the broader community has been amazing. Right? And it's like fuel for the soul. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you called it. Look at us now, Sean. You're going to have to come up with one. He had Roller Coaster of Hope, and I have Fuel for the Soul. What's your band's name?
Oh, this I can't wait to hear.
I'm going
to
save it. I'm going to drop it in later on. It's something to keep people interested.
Oh, another one. He hasn't got
no,
one.
No, not yet.
Fair enough. But yeah, it's great. And we're, you know, over the next 3 months, Steve and Sean, we have a lot of stuff coming beyond just what we're talking about today. But, you know, our engineers have built a Windows integration, which is really exciting. And we've got some beta testing going on right now, and that's going to launch soon. And it's a fun time. It's a really fun time. And and we're getting a lot of great feedback from the community. So, but yeah, thank you for asking and mentioning
that.
Can we
start there actually with that Windows integration? Because I'm kind of intrigued by this. So talk us through this. How is that going to work?
So, you know, the idea is that there are times when people aren't going to be using their phones or an app, right? And as they're navigating the physical workspace environment and the suite of Windows integration, we're going to put the full Be My Eyes and Be My AI functionality into the desktop. And it should work seamlessly with Windows. It'll also enable you to do things like call a volunteer or call Microsoft customer service as you're enabled to do today. But it's essentially taking all the functionality of Be My Eyes and Be My AI and putting it on the desktop environment in what will hopefully be kind of a beautiful, seamless, kind of accessible experience.
Oh, that sounds absolutely amazing. I've got one question, though. What took you so long? I mean, it sounds perfect to me. I can't wait.
Well, I thank you, Sean, for raising the bar to the height of perfection, and so we're screwed now. But it's you know, our job is to go where the community wants us to go, right? And it's pretty damn clear from the feedback we received that there's a need there, and so we have to go where the community says please go, and so. That's part of the reason we're busy and part of the reason we're building here. But I'm really excited about this one.
Okay. I just to dig in a little bit on this, because I'm kind of intrigued as to how that will work on a practical level. So you say Be My Eyes will be integrated in there. Now, I'm obviously thinking that if I'm making a call to a volunteer via a computer, the volunteer would see me rather than obviously through some rear-facing camera, unless you've got, say, a Surface Pro or something or a tablet that you're connecting to on. So how is that going to work in practice, and what do you envisage will be the use cases for that?
Stay tuned is what I would say. I'm not ready to go there yet, but look, obviously screen sharing functionality is something we've thought about for a long time. Now, there are a host of people in our community who don't want to share their damn screens, right? There's some fear there. There's privacy risk. There's a whole bunch of other things, but there are others in the community who really do want that. And so we're looking at that and looking at a bunch of things, but we will have more to announce, I would hope, by Global Accessibility Awareness Day in May. So stay tuned.
Okay, good to know.
I don't mind sharing my screen. I have more of an issue of giving over complete control of my computer to someone else. So sharing the screen is the light option for me and more than enough. So yeah, I'm very intrigued by this.
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about why you're here today, because we don't know why you're here. This is all news to us. So here we are. It's Monday. We're at the week for CSUN. Everyone's excited about CSUN, and you're the first company to be here on Double Tap telling us some breaking news. So, and yes, listen.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. So, tell us all.
I am very, very excited to announce, guys, and with you as the first, that we are launching something we're calling Service Directory in the app. And I know you both know, and some of your listeners know, that we already have a customer service portal inside the app called Specialized Help that allows you to get to, you know, 20 or 30, I think, companies and 10 or 15 blindness organizations very seamlessly at the touch of one button. What we're going to do is dramatically expand the number of companies that blind and low vision can connect to through our app. So this will start out today as a launch with about 600 additional companies. And it's focused, as you would expect, on B2C companies that are more likely to be important for customer service for our community or anyone, frankly. So it'll start out with about 600 companies, but where, and it's going to be in a beta, but where this will go in the future is we're going to take the top 10,000 B2C companies in the entirety of the world and make them accessible eventually through a voice command through the Be My Eyes app so that you can connect and get a freaking human being on the phone rather than trying to navigate Google or the obfuscated phone line, et cetera, et cetera. We want to become a quick, seamless, easy repository of all of your customer service needs globally. I know you both know that some companies have lines devoted to accessibility, but they're hard to find. They're not even known by some people in the company. This results in maddening Google searches, right? Or perplexity searches these days, I guess some people are doing. And, you know, one of the very impediments to using these lines also is that by the very nature, the needs of some of our community are visual, right? You know, our vice chair, Brian Bastian, who couldn't be with me today, he's like, you know, a lot of blind folks really hate the chatbots, Mike, that are there on company websites. Yeah. Often they're not accessible. But moreover, a lot of times what our community needs is considered by software engineers and bot designers as edge cases, right? And so their models aren't often trained on the cases that are the most relevant to our company. So we're aiming to fix that, right? And this is going to start out as all these numbers will be in your directory. Simple, easy to access. And by the way, it's going to be geographically tuned to where you are. So when you want to call Apple customer service, you're not calling Apple US if you're in Denmark, right? If you're traveling anywhere in the world, it'll call the local customer service number for that entity or the best available option to try to get the fastest service. We think that this is going to be a powerful new tool for blind and low vision. It's going to be 100% free. It's going to be available 24/7. And we're going to have the capacity to add additional phone numbers anytime you want when based on your feedback. So there will be a mechanism that will allow our community to say, hey, I really want this number in here. Can we do it? Now, that sounds great and wonderful for the community, but what's the self-interest of Be My Eyes in doing this? Well, it's twofold. One is we want more usage of our app, right? And so if we become this place where we are your seamless portal for customer service of any company you want anywhere in the world, that's just a net utility for the user in the community, but it's also good for us because we get usage, right? The second thing is we're going to put all these companies in our app and we're going to do it for free, but we're going to go out and try to sell them on deeper relationships and upselling from the free place in our app to a place where they then enable video customer service calls or AI-assisted calls. So this is going to become a marketing and sales funnel for us. And very bluntly, we're going to lean on companies to do the right thing and establish a relationship with us, right? And try to make their customer service even better for the community. Some will say no, but some will say yes. And that will be mean not only better customer service for the community and better accessibility for our community, but also revenue from Be My Eyes that allows us to continue building, developing, creating better experiences, more products. So I'll shut up now. I think I just went on a long-winded speech there, and I appreciate you guys, and I know you're probably going to edit the hell out of me, and I don't blame you. But I'm excited about this. Customer service is a pain in the ass for everybody, right? And I think even more so for many members of our community, and we're trying to fix that.
Wow. I honestly, you've answered all the questions I was going to ask in that one statement. I was interested to see why you were going down that route, but you're absolutely right. You've answered that already. So can I just clarify something? So this isn't purely the accessibility numbers for companies. This is also just if a company's only got a customer support number, not an accessibility hotline, they'll still show up in this list?
Correct. Like we need to be able to get you to whoever you want, even if they don't have an accessibility line, right? Like you and I both know that, I don't know, what is it? If it's 10% of companies in the world that have an accessibility line, it would shock me, right? I bet it's less than that.
Yeah.
And by the way, there are a number of accessibility lines that blind consumers have told me are worse than the regular line.
Yeah.
Right? And so we want to... But the answer is yes, Sean. It's going to be everybody, irrespective, all these companies, irrespective of whether or not they have an accessibility hotline.
This is incredible. And, you know, you've gone further than I would have imagined. When you first said service directory, I think part of me thought, oh, it's just a list of numbers. And that's great. But it's more than that. I mean, like you say, it's localized, which is amazing. It's focused on accessibility first. But it's also giving us access to companies in a way that suits us. And, you know, the challenge is always going to be keeping that up to date and dealing with all of the challenges that come with that as companies try change or companies disappear or whatever. But I think the great thing is with the Be My Eyes community and, you know, as blind people generally within the community, we will work with you on that. We will be the first to say, hey, there's something not right here.
Is work with in quotations in that sentence, right? Like if the second a number doesn't work, I'm going to get lit up on an email, which is fine, by the way.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Is fine. That's what it, but that's why we're here, right, Stephen?
Yeah.
And so that feedback loop is really important though, which is I think the point you're making.
Yeah exactly. And it is. And we'll work together on it, which is amazing. I mean, I love the idea of going further as well with video calling, with the chatbots, because of course, you know, just to remind people, you've done this already with Microsoft. So you have something you can show companies and not with some piddly little company somewhere. It's with Microsoft. So, you know, if they can implement it, anybody can. And we're looking at the Amazons of the world. We're looking at the big retailers out there. Those retailers who, you know, we want to get in touch with, we want to buy from. You know, and this is perhaps the message, and I'm sure this is the conversation you're having, but it kind of comes to that point about the fact that we are consumers. We want to buy things.
Yep.
But your service, everything about it has to be accessible.
Yep. Here's my thinking on this, I haven't really talked about this publicly before, but I'd love your honest feedback. Is I think too often companies in the accessibility space try to sell goods and services based on saying it's the right thing to do, right? Or there's a moral imperative. And by the way, that's true, right? But you know what gets companies to move? Money, ROI, right? And so the ROI argument that we're making to the marketplace is, look at our customers like Spotify, P&G, Unilever, Barilla Pasta, Google, Microsoft. Do you know what happened when we introduced video calls to Microsoft? Their call handling times went down by 50%. So they solved the consumer's problem in half the time. What happened as a result of that? Customer satisfaction went up. What happened as a result of that? The time that Microsoft spends paying their hourly agents went down, right? So saving you money, giving the customer better service. By the way, the agents like the calls better this way too with video. By the way, Google, same story. Call handling times were reduced 68%. That's real revenue, right? So we're not just making a moral and right thing to do argument, which is still important, by the way, but we're making a financial and ROI and customer satisfaction based argument. So I think it's going to be a more compelling argument in the marketplace, right? If you can get the accessibility team in the company and the bean counters nodding heads, we got a chance.
Wow. Okay. So you've got those numbers there, the ROI, the return on investment. So companies can see, because they're amazing numbers, companies can see the benefit for their bottom line, at least. I'm interested, have you encountered difficulties previously than selling this service to organizations, to businesses. You mentioned, you know, that you've got a list now, a huge list of companies that you can go to and upsell and try to contact. You've almost got an in here. So have you encountered difficulties in the past trying to get companies involved?
Absolutely. Look, budgets are getting cut. Call center budgets are getting cut, right? Everybody's like, oh, we're just going to bot it. We're just going to take care of it with the AI, right? Also, who's the buyer of this? Is it the accessibility person? Is it their budget? Is it the customer service person? Is it the marketing person? And so there's friction here, Sean. Like, I think companies do want to do the right thing and companies do want to act in their own economic interests, but like, it's a pain in the ass to get these sales done. Like, we're going to announce two deals with one of the largest hotels in the world and one of the largest airlines in the world. They've said yes, but it's going to take 4 months of contracting. Right. And by the way, it took 4 months before that, right, to get them to say yes. Right? And so we're absolutely trying to speed this up from a revenue generation and a company's acting in their interest and doing the right thing. But the way that we think about it, Sean, is even if it's a failure on business generation, right, or even if it's not the accelerant we think it could be, it's still the right thing to do for our community, right? It's a net win for our community to make this easy.
Yeah, absolutely. I've noticed more and more now that it's getting harder and harder to find a contact telephone number. You Google anything like that, and it will firstly push you towards a FAQ or fill in this search box and we'll check our knowledge base, or it'll take you to a chat bot. But trying to find a number for anything is extremely difficult now, and it's so frustrating.
Yeah. And look, I think they're sort of deliberately obfuscated, right? And by the way, this isn't because companies are jerks. It's because they have shareholders, right? It's because they have to make a profit. They have to like lower costs. That's their job. They are companies, right? But we need to bridge a gap here for our community, and we need to kind of overcome that chasm of obfuscation. By the way, that's the name of your band, Sean.
That's mine. Oh, you beat me to it.
This is very, very interesting stuff, and I think you're doing a fantastic job, Mike. You know, for the community's sake, I think you are doing great work here. But I love the fact that you're making this available. So, when will this actually drop? When will we see it in the app?
Yep.
When will this be realized?
It's going to drop on Monday the 18th, today. And it'll start with 600 companies, including Apple, by the way. There are going to be some big names that you won't see in the first wave. And make the assumption that if you don't see a big name that seems like an obvious miss, we are either in discussions with them on a commercial deal right now, or we just need to add more numbers. So it's starting out with about 600 numbers, but like I said, this is going to go to 10,000. We don't want to overwhelm the experience in beta too early, right? I think, can you imagine trying to scroll through 10,000 phone numbers, right?
Yeah,
so we're going to have to figure out voice activation and a whole bunch of other things, but it's coming. So it drops today, first 600 numbers. Call them, let us know. Let us know how it goes.
Mike, as always, it is great to talk to you. I hope you have a fantastic CSUN experience. Have you been before? Is this your first time?
I was there last year, and it was kind of overwhelming in a great way. And Sean, I know you're a musician, but I got to meet and have a one-on-one session with Stevie Wonder at CSUN last year. And he is one of my top three musical heroes and obviously a genius. And so I was cool and calm and talking about Be My AI with Stevie in this conference room 101, and he gave me 10 minutes, and like his manager or whoever it was came over and wanted to end, and Stevie put his hand on my arm and said, no, I've got more questions, and it was amazing, and I was cool, calm, and collected, and then I got up to leave, and I burst into tears walking out of the conference room just because I was so overwhelmed because he's like my hero, so... But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
You'll feel exactly the same way when you sit down one-on-one with Sean Priest. The difference being is you'll cry because you want it to end.
Right, and it'll be during the discussion.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, but trying to leave the
unbelievable
room.
Unbelievable. It will happen one day. Push. I am going to see CSUN. It will happen.
The Double Tap Band will get together, yes, and we'll get Stevie on it. So you say that Stevie's your top, one of your top three. I'm hoping for the, in the interests of telling him that he was in the top three, that he was number one.
He is, actually. He's my favorite. He's also, you know, you guys know, like, there are two albums of his where he played every instrument on the album.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Stevie. Like, I think David Bowie did that on one album, too. But anyway, by the way, the Sean, Stephen, I do want to say, I had, think, a little over 100 conversations about this service directory product before we launched it, because I wanted to get really direct feedback from people. And I hope I'm not outing you, but Stephen, you were one of those conversations. And yeah. I wanted to thank you for that.
Listen, I think it's a great idea. I told you that at the time. I think it's a fantastic idea. And anything that gets these details to us, that gets us access to information in a good way. And of course, the other thing here is, we know it will work for us because it's in the Be My Eyes app, and we know that app is built for us. And, you know, there are so many, it's like the whole OpenAI conversation. Yeah, there are loads of apps that offer AI solutions or ways to communicate with AI. But when it's built with us in mind first, that's the one I'm going to.
Yep.
So right back at you. I thank you for all the work you've done and your team's
amazing.
Done.
Well, as always, please feedback. We'll take comments, criticism. I'm sure the product's not going to be perfect in beta, but like, hit us up. We're ready to kind of iterate and improve.
Mike, enjoy CSUN. We'll catch you soon.
Guys, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.